This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Isai. So yesterday, since the Bris Ketura went over so well, people said, you know, we should continue in this darach of learning. So we're talking about an interesting nekuda that's relevant to understanding Makas B'chayrois and Yitzias Mitzrayim, and perhaps to be aware of a halacha which is really nageya every day. The Gemara says in Brachos, Amar Rabba Bar Chinana Saba Mishmei de Rav. Rabba Bar Chinana, the elder, said the name of Rav. Even if you say Krishma, if you don't say Emes V'yatziv in the morning and Emes V'emunah in the evening, you're not Yotzei Yerchiv. Shenemar, Lehagid Ba'boker Chazdecha, V'emunoscha Ba'leilois. In the morning you have to say over Hashem's Chesed and His faithfulness in the evening. Rashi says, in what way in Emes V'yatziv do we say the Chesed of Hashem? Emes V'yatziv is Kulay the Chesed of Hashem. How do we relate the Chesed of Hashem in Emes V'yatziv, Shehoitzia mi Mitzrayim? Then Emes V'yatziv, we say Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Ubak Elohim Hayam, and He split the Yam. So therefore, since the pasuk says Lahagir Ba'barke Chasdecha, from there we learn, I guess it's an asmachta, that part of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is according to Rashi Kriyas Yamsuf. Meaning, let's say if a person just said Shema and he doesn't say Emes V'yatziv, it's not good enough. You need to say Emes V'yatziv, that speaks more at length about Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf. So Hagon Rabbi Yochum Olshan, in his Sefer Yareach L'mayadim, it's Simen Chav Hei, it's a mistake on the sheet. So last night I texted Moshe Gruen, tomorrow's shir is from your Sefer Yareach L'mayadim, Simen Chav Hei. So he's the chief mechaber of the Yareach. So Rashi's mashma, that what do we add by saying Emes V'yatziv? We add the mention of Kriyas Yamsuf. So that's right. So Rashi is pretty clear. That's the addition of Emes V'yatziv. The addition is the mention of Kriyas Yamsuf. However, if you look in the Torah says, Isa B'Yishalmi, Tzarech Lahazkir B'Emes V'yatziv, Yitzias Mitzrayim, U'Malchus. You have to talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim. You have to say Hashem Zemelech, Malchus Charo V'Anecha, Malchus V'Ratzayin, and Kriyas Yamsuf, V'Yamsuf Lahem Bakata, U'Makas B'Chayrois, and the plague of the firstborn. So that's an added nekuda that Rashi doesn't say, right? Rashi doesn't say that the addition of Emes V'yatziv is Makas B'chayrois, but the Torah says that one of the main ingredients of Emes V'yatziv is that we say, Mi Mitzrayim Ga'altanu, Mi Beis Avanu Pidisenu, Kol B'chayreyam Harakta. So according to the Torah, a very essential ingredient of Emes V'yatziv is the mention of Kriyas Yamsuf.
This is Chayvas, no.
It's Chayvas Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim.
It plays a part of that.
Part of remembering Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim is not just we went out, but according to Rashi, Hashem split the sea, and according to the Torah, Makas B'chayrois as well. Got it? Fine. So the Torah adds something that's not found in Rashi. Comes the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is a sefer, by the way, that explains the Shulchan Aruch. And he says, Kasav HaTorah B'Shem HaYushalmi, the Torah brings from the Yushalmi, Tzarech Lahazkir B'Emes V'yatziv, Yitzias Mitzrayim, U'Malchus, U'Kriyas Yamsuf, U'Makas B'Chayrois. Now the Shaila is, and what if I didn't? What if I just said, Ani Hashem L'Kechem HaShor Tzitzi Yisrael Me'yatzim, where I said, Mi Mitzrayim Ga'altanu, U'Mashma B'Rajba, Dili Ikuva Hu Afilo Di'Aved. Meaning, if let's say I didn't have enough time, and I was running late, and I said, oh, if I say the words, if I say the words, I'm not going to have time to catch, you know, where I have to go. I'm going to miss the train if I say the three words. So I made a calculated cheshbon and I skipped those words. I'm not yotze b'di'eved. I have to say kol b'chareim harakta. Fine, that's the Mishnah Berurah quoting the Rashba. Apparently, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't. I have to say Kriyas Yamsuf, and I have to say Makas B'chayrois. Similar to like we have in benching. It's not enough to bench. You need to mention Bris. You need to mention Torah. They're ingredients in the benching. So too, they're ingredients in Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. What are they? Makas B'chayrois and Kriyas Yamsuf. So the Shaila is like this. The Gemara says in Brachos, Yodalad Amud Beis, Chiyar Barav Amar. Chiyar Barav said, Amar ani Hashem leikechem, tzarech loimer emes. If I say Ani Hashem Lekechem, then I have to say Emes V'Yatziv. Meaning, if I say the third parasha of Krishma, I need to say Emes V'Yatziv. Lo Yomer Ani Hashem Lekechem. Ein Oitzach Lomer Emes. If I don't say the third parasha of Shema, I don't have to say Emes V'Yatziv. I only have to say Emes V'Yatziv if I say the third parasha of Shema. If I don't say the third parasha of Shema, I don't have to say Emes V'Yatziv. Frek the Gemara, what do you mean? V'haboy lad kurei yitzias Mitzrayim. But don't you have to remember Hashem took us out of Egypt? So the Gemara says, you'll remember it a different way. Listen to what the Gemara says. The Amar Hachi, Moidim anachnu lach Hashem lekenu, shehoitzisanu me'eretz Mitzrayim, uftisanu mi'beis avadim, v'asisalanu nisim agvuras alayam, v'sharanu lach. You say, thanks Hashem, you took us out of Egypt, you redeemed us from slaves, you made miracles on the sea, and you freed us. So if you say that, you don't have to say the third parasha of Shema, and you don't have to say Emes V'Yatziv. Frek the Halakha Mishnah Brura, that this is against the Rashba. Because we just said, if you don't say Makas B'Chayrais, you're not Yoytzei. And the Gemara seems to say that even if you don't say the third parasha of Shema, and even if you don't say Emes V'Yatziv, you could say this little tefillah, which does incorporate Kriyas Yamsuf, but it does not incorporate Makas B'Chayrais. So we see from the Gemara that Makas B'Chayrais is not essential. Back to Mishnah Berura in brackets, the Tzarchion, Mibrachis, from the Gemara. The Gemara says, what about the third parasha of Shema? You said this little Nusach, Moedim Anach Nulach. So the Mishnah Berura says, Dilfizeh Chasar Makas B'Chayrois. He says, maybe Ulai Nusach Acher Hoyelah, maybe there's a different Gersa in the Gemara that includes, that adds, you know, okay? You got the kasha? You got the kasha of the Mishnah Berurah? The kasha of the Mishnah Berurah is that the Gemara says, the Rashba paskins that Makas B'Chayrois is an essential ingredient in Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, that it's not enough just to remember Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. We have to remember Makas B'Chayrois. And the Gemara in Brachas Yedan Amidbeis says that really Emes V'Yatziv is not critical. And if you don't say the third parasha of Kriya Shema, you don't have to say Emes V'Yatziv. And how do you remember Yetzias Mitzrayim? You say this little nusach, Moedim Anachnu Lach, Shehoitzeisanu, Uftisanu, V'asislanu Nisim Agvurais Alayam. But this Gemara omits, it's conspicuously absent over here, the mention of Makas B'Chayrois. So how could the Rashba paskin that Makas B'Chayrois is li'ikuva? Clearly it's not long. Clearly only Kriyas Yamsuf is li'ikuva. But Makas B'Chayrois is not ma'akev. If it was ma'akev, then how could this nusach suffice? Okay, Zami?
Yes.
Okay, we're almost up to Ricky Vegar, don't worry. Okay, so that's what we're going to try to do today. Answer the Mishnah Berurah's Kasha. The Mishnah Berurah's Kasha on the Rashba. Again, the Rashba paskins Makas B'Chayrois is ma'akev, and the Gemara is Masha. You don't have to say Makas B'Chayrois, only Kriyas Yamsuf. Okay. So now, let's start with some Brisker Torah. The Maron Riz Halevi, Revelvel, in his in the little black edition on the Chumash, he wants to know, why did Hashem bring Makas? What's the Lomdus of the Makas? What did the Makas accomplish? What? It's Mida Kenegan Mida. Yeah, true, right? The Midrashim all say. What? Yeah, we said that. All right, don't remember everything I say. But what was the role of the Makos? What was the lumdus of the Makos? So the Gris says, the Makos, let's clarify here. Were the Makos to get Parai to send us out of Egypt, or were they strictly a patch to Parai? Were they to motivate Parai to send us, or was it just a patch?
Either one of those two.
Or, no, you could say other possibilities, but what does Rashi say?
Like that the order of the Makas is the way an army attacks its enemy.
Right. But an army could attack an enemy, I guess, for two reasons. They could do it mitaras nakama.
Defense.
We don't want anything, we don't want you to do anything. We just want to obliterate you, we want to hurt you. Or it's to get them to do something. So the shaila is, what were the Makos trying to do? So the Grizz learns that Hashem told Abraham in the Bris Bein HaBasarim, V'gam es ha'goy asher yavoidu, da nonoichi, And the nation that subjects you, I'm going to judge. That means they're punishment. That's all they are. The Makas were just to patch Paroi, to hit Paroi, to punish Paroi. They were not to get Paroi to do anything. And this is Mavur in the Mishnah and Idyos. You know, the Mishnah and Idyos says that Rishayim are in Gehenim for how long? 12 months. 12 months. Kimishbat the Mitzriim, who they were judged with Makas for 12 months. So we see from the Mishnah that the Makas were together, Mishpat and Din, and not necessarily to get us out of Mitzrayim.
It's not Mistaber, though, from the way it was done, because right after that you have Moshe and Aaron saying, if you're not going to take us out, we're bringing on.
But on the other hand, Hashem told them he's not going to.
Okay,
right?
But.
So you're saying it seems like they were trying to get it.
Yeah.
I mean, the words were, Moshe and Aaron were saying, if you don't send us, you're going to get a patch. But Hashem said he's not going to send you and we're going to patch him. Okay.
Why would he harden the clock if the whole point was just to get
punish him
in order to punish him?
Right. No, that exactly. That's the point. To punish them. So it was clearly not to get them out.
It was both.
But, one second, but the grizz and stencil, okay, so if you go home, your wife's going to say, you learned any brisket Torah? Say, yeah. But did you learn stencil? So you can say, yeah, I learned stencil also. The grizz and stencil, actually, stencil, that's the correct pronunciation. The grizz says like this. In Dayenu, Zemi, by your say, they do Dayenu? They didn't have font. What do you mean? The grizz didn't write it like this. It's the font. Do you remember in elementary school they didn't have before the copy thing, they had like these purple things that you write on top of.
Zero.
Remember that? Good old days.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's for because they did have copy machines. So what was that for? And math. And it was especially for math. You know, fractions. Okay. Anyway, in Dayenu we say, Ilu asa behem shvatim. What's the next word? Ilu asa behem shvatim? Dayenu. Okay, Dayenu is next, right? Veloy. Okay. And then we say, Lo asa behem Dayenu. Veloy harages b'chayreim. So the Baal Haggadah splits up shvatim and makas b'chayreis. What do you mean makas b'chayreis? It was one of the makas. No, apparently, that the makas b'chayreis was fundamentally different and had a different function or was categorized different than the rest of the makas. So the Gris says that's right. The other makas were merely a punishment. Makas b'chayreis was to get Paroi to send us free. Because the truth is, already in the beginning, when Moshe Rabbeinu came the first time to Paroi, what was the first message Hashem Moshe told Paroi? B'ni b'chayrei Yisrael. My firstborn is Israel. And if you don't send them out, what was the first thing Moshe told Paroi? I'm going to kill your firstborn. Why is Moshe telling Paroi about Makas b'chayreis? It wasn't going to happen yet. The answer was, that message was to get us to go out of Mitzrayim. And the only Makkah that's purpose and function was to get us to go out of Mitzrayim was Makas b'chayreis. So really, you could categorize the Makkahs in two different ways. There are two categories of makas. There's makas to hit, to punish, and there's makas to get us out of Egypt. Makas b'chayreis was the latter. It was the only makas that was to get us to go out. So you could say though, that perhaps, let's try to explain, b'chlal, why is there's no mitzvah to remember that Hashem made makas dam. Well, let's say a person doesn't remember or doesn't mention in Emes V'Yatziv. You know, kol meimeim nechlafta ladam. Your yotzei. If you don't say kol artsam hechlafta lekinim, your yotzei. You don't have to mention any of the makos. So why do you have to mention makas b'chayreis? You could say because the other makos were not part of Yitzias Mitzrayim. They were just oinshim on Paroi. So there's no chiyuv. Why are you so tired? There's no chiyuv, right? There's no chiyuv to mention Arav, right? Are you chayiv to mention Arav? You're not chayiv to mention Arav. But you're chayiv to mention Makas B'chayreis. Why? The guy, whoever, this is the hot seat. The Makas B'chayreis, you're chayiv to mention, that's part of the Yitzia. That was the Makkah that was given to motivate Paroi to send us free. So that could be some of the Hezber in why you dafke have to mention Makas B'chayreis. It's an important part of Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? But still, Rabbi Yerucha Moshe wants to know that Kriyas Yamsuf, I could understand perhaps why you would be chayiv to mention that's the Gemar HaYitzia. But why would you have to mention specifically Makas B'chayrais? It's just one of the many, many details of Yetzias Mitzrayim. You're right, it's the Makkah that was used to try to get Paroi to set us free. But ultimately, we went free because Paroi said, get out of here. Whatever motivated him. Why is it so essential to remember Makas B'chayrais?
You know, I always wondered why in English we call the holiday Passover, right? It's not a translation of Pesach. Right, and so you see, whoever came up with that is mechavah to this idea that there's special midah in the Makas B'chayrais where Hashem passed over the houses himself that gives this Yom Tov its special tour.
Right, so Morty wants to ask you more fundamental. Why do we call it Passover? That's only a small detail of the whole experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim. You'd say we should call it the Exodus holiday, or you know, why is Pesach? Why even label the whole Yom Tov Pesach as if that's the carbon is called the carbon Pesach. That's the main miracle that Hashem jumped over during Makas B'chayrais. Okay, so now
you're not Yosef with Oz Yasher. I knew that.
Now, so that's actually an interesting shaila, because the Rajba seemed to say that Makas B'chayrais that Kriyas Yamsuf is Ma'akev, yeah, and Makas B'chayrais. You ready for Rabbi Kivager?
I'm going to mention other ones, yeah. If they're not important, why don't I mention dumb so they have dirty fingers?
We mention everything, Kalhamar, Bela Saper. But in other words, you know, if, let's say a woman, you know, let's say, Hashda, she's not Chayiv in Sipur, but the Sefer HaChinuch says she's Chayiv. But let's say she's busy, she has kids, she has to set up. You know, is that one of she doesn't say Makas Dam, she's okay, she's still good. She says Amanashtana, she says the basics, Rabbi Gamliel Haya Oimer. Okay. So look, Rabbi Kivager. You ready for Rabbi Kivager? We're getting the whole in this Rabbi Kivager is the whole mishmacha. Okay, you ready? Says Rabbi Kivager, the Magen Avram says, that the Magen Avram holds that if you say Shiras Hayam, your Yoytzei Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Magen Avraham says that if you just mention Hashem split the sea, you're at Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Rabbi Kivager says, Chasni, my son-in-law, Chassam Sofer, Hagoyin Moreno Rav Moshe, Av Bezin the Kalkadosh Preshberg, B'tshuvasai had Nidfas L'Sefer Yama Talmud, Hisig. He questions the Magen Avraham. Why? D'rachmana kapid the Torah is makbid that we remember the day we left Egypt. And Kriyas Yamsuf wasn't the day we left Egypt. Kriyas Yamsuf was 7 days later. So how could it be Yoytzei Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim by remembering the splitting of the sea? The splitting of the sea was not the day we left. We didn't leave the day of the splitting of the sea. So he asked on the Magen Avraham, how could you be Yoytzei Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim by remembering Kriyas Yamsuf? That wasn't the day we left Mitzrayim. And therefore, Rav Moshe Sofer Paskins, if you just say Kriyas Yamsuf, lo yatsa. Ulani es daiti, says Rav Kivager, you know what I have to say about my son-in-law? Emes bepiv. He speaks the truth. How many father-in-laws would say that about the Edom? He speaks the truth. Why? Why did he speak the truth? Why did the Chassam Sofer speak the truth? Dilahedyo isa b'medrash, shira shirim. Because we find explicitly in the medrash, v'zela shaynoi, shanu rabbi seinu, HaKoyre Yeshema Tzarech LaHaskar Kriyas Yamsuf U'Makas B'Choyreis Be'emes V'Yatziv V'im Loi Omar Makas B'Choyreis Lo Yatza. And if you don't say Makas B'Choyreis, you're not Yotzei. So ask for Yeruch Moshe. You hear this? You have to mention Emes V'Yatziv and Kriyas Yamsuf. And if you don't say Makas B'Choyreis Lo Yatza. That sounds like if you don't say Kriyas Yamsuf, Yatza. Ipcha Mestabra. What do you think is more important to mention? Makas B'chayrois or Kriyas Yamsuf? Kriyas Yamsuf was when we ultimately left, the Gomar HaYetziah. And Makas B'chayrois was only a detail in one of the many miracles Hashem did. And yet, we have this medrash that you could do without Kriyas Yamsuf, but you cannot do without Makas B'chayrois. Now, Bechlal, how do you see not like the Magen Avraham here? Where do we see that if you just say Kriyas Yamsuf, you're not Yoytzei? If anything, it says Akar Shemat Sarach Lahaske Kriyas Yamsuf. So there's a Tos Sefer in this Rebbe Akiva Eiger. The Shevet HaLevi has a tshuva because you don't see not like the Magen Avraham. Where does the Magen Avraham say that if you don't, that if you say Yetzias Mitzrayim, or if you just mention Kriyas Yamsuf and you don't say anything else, you're not Yotze. He doesn't say that. So the Shevet HaLevi adds that into Rebbe Akiva Eiger. But bottom line is, it comes out that Rebbe Akiva Eiger seems to paskin that if you mention, if you don't mention Makas B'chayros Lo Yotza, and if you don't mention Kriyas Yamsuf Yatza, which, why would that be? Why is Makas B'chayros so essential that if you don't mention it, you're not Yotze?
But it's against the Gemara.
Why is it against the Gemara?
The Gemara says you have to mention Kriyas Yamsuf, no?
You mean it's against the Torah? The Gemara doesn't really... The Gemara gives you a little nusach, right?
The Gemara... that's the
Torah,
yeah.
The Torah? So the Torah says you should, but it doesn't say if you don't, you're not Yotze, right? It doesn't say you're not Yotze if you don't. Okay, let's just clarify what we're trying to do again. The Rajba said that you must say Makas B'chayrois, and the Kasha of the Mishnah Berurah is, we have this little nusach that seems to be a viable replacement for Emes V'Yatziv that does not mention Makas B'chayrois. Okay.
Oh, and it's Rashi.
Right, so Rashi, right. Now Rashi doesn't say it's Ma'akev. He's explaining, the Gemara says you have to, you need to say it.
Well, you have to do it also, and Rashi explains what that's referring to.
So okay. Okay, yeah, I agree with that. Right. According to Rashi, L'chara, it has to be Ma'akev. Okay, so A, we want to know why is Ma'akev L'chara so essential, and B, we want to know... how do you reconcile the Gemara, which has a nusach that does not mention Makas B'chayros, with the psak of the Rajba, that Makas B'chayros is Ma'akev? So, it starts like this. In the Haggadah Shel Pesach Mibeis Levi, the Brisker Haggadah, the Griz makes the following diuk, in the name of Reb Chaim. In the bracha of Asher Ga'alanu, we say Al Geula Seinu V'Al Pedus Nafshenu, on our redemption and on our Pedus, and our, what, how do you say Pedus? Redemption.
Salvation?
On our redemption and on our redemption.
Salvation.
Right? Salvation? No, Pedus doesn't mean salvation. They both are translated in English as redemption, but it's a different Hebrew word. But so how do we categorize them differently in English? So Reb Chaim, you need Reb Chaim. In other words, in English, you don't have Reb Chaim. There's only redemption and redemption. But you need to carry. What's the division between Geula and Pedus? So the Grach, Reb Chaim says that Geula is practical, and Pedus is a name, meaning like this. Let's say I'm a slave to somebody. Let's say Reuven is somebody's slave, and Reuven escapes. Is Reuven still the slave? He's still the slave, but he's not working for his boss because he escaped to Orlando, right? So Reuven escaped from his master. He's still a slave, and he could be a slave for the rest of his life, but he's not doing anything. So he had Geula. He's in a different Rishus. He redeemed himself, but he didn't have Pidyon because he's still an Eved. He still has a shame Eved. He's still owned by somebody. He just doesn't have to work. Pedus, on the other hand, is what if the master goes over to Reuven? Reuven, you're no longer my Eved. So he says, great, I'm leaving. No, you're not going anywhere. The doors are locked. And he says, okay, but I'm not making it. You're making me breakfast. And so he's not an Eved anymore, but practically he's still working. So Geula means not to have to work. You're out of the domain of the person. And Pedus is, you're no longer called and considered and categorized as an Eved. Okay. So, two things happened Yetzias Mitzrayim. Number one, we didn't have to work. We left. We went to the Midbar. The question is, but are we runaway slaves? No, Paroi said the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Moshe said, we're getting out of here. Paroi said, no, you know, you can leave. Moshe said to Paroi, say the following words. Hare atem bershuschem. Hare atem avodav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Paroi said, you used to be my avodim, and now you're avdei Hashem. So two things happened by Yetzias Mitzrayim. One, we didn't have to work anymore. We ran away. We're not in the domain of Paroi. That's called what? Geula. And then, Paray actually legally released us, and he said, you're no longer my avadim. That is called pidyon. Now, the truth is, they really happened at different times. They didn't happen at the exact same time. When did they happen? When did these things happen?
Will happen before pidyon.
When did it happen?
Avdei Hashem, when we accepted Nasir and Ishmael, no? At that time.
Well, we know the night of Yitzis Mitzrayim, Hashem called out, Kili b'nei Yisrael avadim, v'loy avadim la'avadim. So, emakas b'chayrois, Paray said, get out of here. I don't want you to, you're free. You're not my Eved anymore. Now, technically, they're still in Egypt. They're still in the land of Egypt. They didn't leave the land yet, but they were no longer Shem Eved. So that is called Pidyon. So that's why we say in davening, Kal b'chareim harakta, uv'charcha ga'alta. We say like this, Mi mitzayim ga'altanu, u'mi beis avadim pidisanu. Kal b'chareim harakta, uv'charcha ga'alta. So when did Hashem, when was He goyalas? When was He goyalas? So again, let's say this. Let's try to say this clearly. We say mitzayim ga'altanu. There was geula, and there was pidyon.
They didn't happen at the same time.
Kol b'chareim harakta, uv'charcha ga'alta. That means there are two distinct concepts that were taking place. There was geula and there was pidyon. Number one, the fact they were able to leave Mitzrayim physically, leave the physical borders and not have to work. And number two, we were not considered the avadim of Paray anymore. We were considered the avadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what triggered the pidyon? What triggered that we didn't have a shame eved? That was triggered by Makas B'chayrois. So it comes out that Makas B'chayrois is not a detail of Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's not a detail. That was the... There are two parts of the Exodus. There was the Geula and the Pidyon. The Geula was when we walked out. The Pidyon was at the time of Makas B'chayrois.
Why?
That is when Paray said
those words,
Harei Atem Bershoschem. So therefore, it's incumbent upon us, if we want to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, not only to remember the Geula when we actually walked out of the country, but it's incumbent to remember Makas B'chayrois, because that's what triggered Paray to say, Harei Atem Bershoschem. Now, so far, we're saying it on a very practical level. Why do I have to remember Makas B'chayrois? Because that's what got Paray to say, you are no longer my Avadim. But look in the Gra. The Gra says it maybe in a more lamdish way. There's a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. Hamoitzi escha me'eretz Mitzrayim v'hapoidecha mi'beis avadim. So says the Gra, Nadar Sal Yahu, Hamoitzi escha me'eretz Mitzrayim v'hapoidecha mi'beis avadim. Shabez ge'ula ishaya b'yitzias Mitzrayim. One was at night. That's aschalta de ge'ula. That Moshe said to Paray, if you want to pater yourself from the Makos, you need to say Harei Atem B'nei Chayrim. But we didn't leave yet. So in the night time, there was the Pidyon. And in the morning, Be'etzem Hayoim, we left.
Why is it reversed in the passage? First should say Ha'paitz Chami Beis Avadim, and then Ha'maitz Yis Chami Beis Avadim.
Okay, let's see. Okay, good question. So Va'al Geulas Ha'layla Ha'yah Pidyon Shei Yisrael. Now, in the Geula of the night, there was a redemption of Klal Yisrael from Makas B'chayrois. Listen carefully. The Pidyon was we were redeemed from Makas B'chayrois. That's the pshat kol b'chayreim haragta uv'charcha ga'alta. V'geula sholyoim hu biyad rama b'chazaka. L'kach omar hamoitzi escha me'eretz Mitzrayim. We start with that v'hu biyoim, because that was the ikari, that was more with pomp and ceremony and fanfare. Against their will. V'hapoidcha Hu geulas laila, shenosnu pidyon. Now, what's the pidyon? He says, just like by Mordechai, Haman was poide Mordechai, meaning Haman was supposed to be hanged. Excuse me, Mordechai was supposed to be hanged, and Haman was like the pidyon nefesh. You know, like in Eretz Yisrael, they have during Shoivim Tat. You go to, You go to which yeshiva? Yeshiva. Not Shar Shemaya. Where's Ram Gamliel, the Rosh Shiva?
Where does he live?
Where's he, the Rosh Shiva? Shiva Shar Shemayim. So you go to Shar Shemayim, you pay 100 and something shekel, and you redeem your soul during Shiva Vimtat. It's signs everywhere, right? I went through Ram Gamliel with a guy. Ram Gamliel told the guy, "You need pidyon. You need." And the guy came. I mean, and the guy liked it so much the first time, he went back again. So anyway, there's a certain number of shekel you pay to redeem your soul. Anyway, how does
that's why we have a pidyon by Bechairet.
So that's the pshat of Kobacher Maharakta. In other words, the same way Haman was poide Mordechai. It's not the pshat just for Nahapaychu. Someone needed to be hanged, and Haman was poide Mordechai. Likewise, the Gra says that the Bechairet Yisrael were supposed to be killed, and the Bechairet Mitzrayim were poide them. Okay, so be it as
another pigeon.
Yeah, that's, what is it? Yeah, that's also because by the way, Rav Meir Salvechik points out Rashi in Yeshaya says that the Bechari Yisrael were Chayiv Klaya, and the Bechari Mitzrayim were Poyda them. Fine. Be it as it may, there are two distinct Shlavim, there are two distinct levels of redemption. There's the Geula, and there's the Pidyon. There's the fact that we don't have to work, and the fact that we're not labeled Avdei Paray. The fact that we don't have to work, that's because Hashem took us out, Biyad Rama. But the fact that we're not called Avdei Paray, in other words, till today, Egyptians could come and say, "You're our Avadim." And we could say, "No, we're not. You released us." How did they release us? Through Makas Bechairos. Makas Bechairos released us. Now this explains very nicely why Makas Bechairos is so essential to Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not just the biggest Makkah, it's not just an important Makkah, it's not just the last Makkah. The other Makkahs were just to hit Paroi. This Makkah redeemed Klal Yisrael, got us out of the category of being Avdei Paroi. So Makas Bechairos is the Yetziah. It's half of the Yetziah. If you don't mention, not going to be Yotzei. Kriyas Yamsuf, maybe he's not so important. It could be, according to the Gerus of Reb Kiva Eger, Kriyas Yam is not so important. We left. We didn't make it through even the sea. Okay, it's a nice, important thing. We're going to have a yomtiv for it. But it could be it's not Ma'akev. Now, the Rajba sounds like it would be Ma'akev. But Rabbi Kiva Eger sounds like he holds it's not Ma'akev. But Makas Bechairos, Avada and Avada is Ma'akev. Why? That's the Yitzia. Okay, this is the real Geshmak of the Shir. So says Rabbi Yerucha Moshe, this answers the Kasha of the Mishnah Berurah. Now, how can you answer the Mishnah Berurah's kasha? The Mishnah Berurah says it's a kasha, it's a kasha. But he's asking on the Rajba. Again, the kasha is, the Rajba says, Makas Bechairos is Ma'akev, and this little nusach, the Gemara says, doesn't say Makas Bechairos. So how do you answer it? Oh, gewaldig, Asi. Because the Nusach says, Moidim anachnu lach, Hashem alakenu shoytseisanu me'eretz Mitzrayim, uftisanu me'eretz avadim, v'asisal ananisim, al hayam. So the Mishnah Berurah asks, but you don't mention Makas Bechairos. Oh, very good, Sroi. It says, we do say it. Makas Bechairos, we're not mentioning Makas Bechairos because we need to remember the firstborn died. We're mentioning Makas Bechairos because that triggered the Padiya. So that's exactly what the Gemara says. These are the two nukudas.
All triggered it. Like if Hashem did one
Makkah
Bechairos,
right,
before anything else,
it sounds like we would have gone, right?
We would have gone.
Right, it sounds like. So why did Hashem bring the others?
Right.
So, that's what the stam to hit them. That's what the Gemara says. Stam to punish them.
But wait a minute. But you're not actually mentioning. Meaning that's a nice lomzus, but you're not actually mentioning. Meaning that Mishnah Berurah's kasha is still standing.
Well, no. It's not a chayk. You don't have. It's not a chayk. You have to say the words Makas Bechairos. It means you have to acknowledge.
What are you going to say to the Torah? You're going to say, "I said, paid
it." Yeah, because that's the essence of what it means.
Then why did the Torah just say paid
the Torah? So what you're going to say? Let's say somebody doesn't speak Hebrew and he says the plague of the firstborn.
Yeah.
You're not Yotzei?
Yotzei.
What do you mean? But you have to say Makas Bechairos.
Right. No, and if it's what
okay, you are saying Makas Bechairos.
It fits even better with the Gemara.
No, but the pshat is not a chayk you have to say Makas Bechairos. You have to say not only the fact that we physically left Yetzias Mitzrayim, but you also have to say what is called, what is the, you have to articulate.
Right. But we said there's no fact that we're not to Pidisano, didn't we just
in Hebrew? That's what you say.
Oh,
Pidisano
in Hebrew.
And
it
fits with the Lashon. It fits with the Lashon of the Gemara, because the Gemara also says Rasi Salam Nisim Uvers Al Yom. It doesn't say that it's split the sea. You just said they were Nisim. So Haraya, that you don't have to say the specific word. You have to mention that there was.
General,
it doesn't say Makat in the Gemara. It says there was Nisim in Al Yom.
No, no, it says that Yerachav Emden says that that's why you make a. There's a makar to say make a pesudas pigeon aben at night, because makas b'chayrus happen at night.
It's a nice job, but a lot of it's predicated on a comparison between avdus in Jewish law and the avdus we suffer under Paro. What I don't understand is the Paro. Who said he ever had bilis over us in a legal sense? Meaning he was not our rightful master. We were forced, and so the fact that we needed to have Paro acknowledge that we go free is totally irrelevant. Who cares what Paro thinks or doesn't think or says or doesn't say? He's not like a slave that some.
But that's like a kasha on the Medr. The Medr sounds like Moshe went to Paro. And he said, Paro, you say the words. Now, Samori wants to know, well, you know, like, why did we need, why was it important that Paro acknowledge that he doesn't own us? Like, it sounds like he did own us. Aren't there Midrashim that say that, like, Paro conned us into becoming Avadim for her? Right? That first he paid us and then he didn't pay. Like,
yeah, but you can never go to a guy and sell himself as an Eved.
There's an impression that Pari went with them also.
You mean, does it. Did
it was a Ford, so it's not good.
By the way, in the. You know, it don't. It sounds like we had a din Eved to Pari, right?
Right.
And it was critical that we no longer had that din Eved.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, you know, based on what we were saying yesterday, based on what we were saying, yeah, you know, Hashem wanted us to have a din eved, and that din eved continued, but we transitioned into.
Speak for yourself, I'm a B'nai Levi.
Well, so the Chida asks, why do the B'nai Levi. Do you observe Pesach?
Only for you guys.
Do you observe Pesach? You're also kind. You observe Pesach?
Only for
why?
Just to be part of the nation.
No, so the Chida says that even though Levim think they didn't work, that's right, they didn't work, they still couldn't get out of Egypt. It was sealed shut.
With the mem.
By the way, you know, we said that in Bereshis it doesn't say Mitzrayim, it only says Mitzrayimah. It says about 25 times Mitzrayim. I got a million emails that it says about 25 times Mitzrayim. So, but the thing is, most of the time it says Eretz Mitzrayim, Melech Mitzrayim. But no. So we have to answer it.
Yeah.
Okay. Shkoyach, everyone. Mechiras Chametz is 11 o'clock, but if you came to the shir, you could come now.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.